You mentioned erlotinib and bevacizumab. Can you provide an update of what we know about that from clinical research and what you've seen in your own practice?
Well, there's an interesting trial that looked at chemo alone, chemo plus bevacizumab, and then erlotinib and bevacizumab. This, again, was a randomized phase two presented during one of the poster discussions, I believe, or one of the mini symposia at ASCO. And the targeted therapy combination seemed to do just as well as chemo plus bevacizumab and actually had fewer adverse events as you'd expect. It didn't have the chemotherapy toxicity. Had a different constellation of side effects, but not cytopenia, neuropathy, or hair loss. My practice at this point is almost purely anecdotal. I have perhaps two or three patients that are on that combination. I would prefer to do it on a study, ideally, but these are patients who particularly lend themselves to that. Both are non-smokers. Both are relatively young. Both are quite intelligent and are, frankly, fairly familiar with the phase two data. In this era, patients and their families Google their disease, and they get amazing amounts of data about their diagnosis and about therapy.
So now, in these two non-smokers, have they had prior therapy, or is this the first therapy they're getting?
The female non-smoker had prior paclitaxel carboplatin only. So this is really a second line. The male non-smoker, and both are fairly young, has had multiple prior treatments.
And how are they doing?
Both well.
Responding or stable?
The female patient is in, frankly, much better shape. She had a transient increase in pulmonary nodules. She had multiple, almost like a firestorm of nodules in her chest, and they've shrunk. She also had a CEA elevation, for what it's worth, and that's normalized. The male patient, it's sort of a mixed picture. His primary lesion, if anything, has grown a bit, but his liver metastasis, adrenal metastasis, bone metastasis have all improved. In fact, ironically, I saw them both this morning.
Interesting.